Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
Today, Saturday, December 21st, is the feast of St. Peter Canisius, Jesuit priest and doctor of the Church. And these are today's headlines. At least five people have died after a car was driven into a crowd of people at a Christmas market in Germany. Israeli forces continue to launch devastating airstrikes on targets in the central and northern Gaza Strip. And Pope Francis extends Christmas greetings to his collaborators in audiences with members of the Roman Curia and with Vatican employees. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Our top story today, authorities say at least five people were killed, including a child, and more than 200 more injured after a car drove into a crowd at a Christmas market in the eastern German city of Magdeburg. Stefan Boss reports that the Chancellor of Germany has expressed his shock about the apparent attack.
Christmas cheer has made way for sorrow in Germany as numerous people are killed and injured after a car drove into a crowd at the Christmas market in the eastern German city of Magdeburg. Officials say the suspected attacker's motive is unclear and he has no known links to Islamist extremism. Social media messages suggested he had been critical of Islam. Whatever the reason, carnage is all that is left. Footage from the scene shows numerous emergency services vehicles attending while people lay on the ground. Further footage then emerged of armed police confronting and arresting a man who can be seen lying on the ground by a stationary vehicle. Unverified video on social media purports to show a car plugging into the crowd at the market. City officials said around 100 police, medics and firefighters, as well as 50 rescue service personnel, rushed to the scene. Reinhard Hassel, the Prime Minister of Saxony-Anhalt State, told reporters on Saturday that the suspect, who was arrested, was a 50-year-old Saudi citizen who had arrived in Germany in 2006 and had worked as a doctor. He said a preliminary investigation suggested the alleged attacker was acting as a lone wolf. He could not rule out further deaths due to the number of hundreds injured. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said all those who suffered were innocent victims of a terrible, insane act. However, there were also signs of hope. Scholz said he made clear it was impressive how quickly the police, fire brigade and emergency services got there, how many people made their way from very different places to help in a concrete and quick way. He said he had a moving conversation with some of the emergency services working on the scene, who he said, through their professionalism and speed, had prevented the situation from being any worse than it was. Scholz also stressed the devastating effect the attack would have on the lives of many caught up in it, adding that the effect on the rescue workers would also be immense. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
Turning to news from the Holy Land, reports suggest that 18 Palestinians were killed in Israeli airstrikes on the central and northern Gaza Strip on Friday. For the latest from Gaza, here's Nathan Morley.
Israeli warplanes reportedly targeted an apartment in a high-rise building in central Gaza. The Al-Awada hospital verified that eight people were killed and over a dozen injured, some seriously in the assault. The bombing of the Gaza Strip is an ongoing aerial bombardment campaign conducted by the Israeli Air Force. This week has been particularly brutal, with scores of people killed in such attacks. On Thursday, at least 20 Palestinians were killed in Israeli bombings, targeting two schools sheltering displaced civilians and a house in eastern Gaza City. On Wednesday, at least 16 Palestinians were killed by Israeli bombings in northern Gaza. Soon after, Israeli aircraft bombed the house of a family in the town of Jabalia, killing 10 people. Reports suggest another six people lost their lives due to an Israeli bombing on the house of a family in the east of Gaza City. Since last year, Israeli airstrikes have damaged or destroyed Palestinian refugee camps, schools, hospitals, mosques, churches, and other civilian infrastructure. Last month, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees detailed that Gaza was experiencing the most extreme bombing of civilians since the Second World War. And a recent update from the UN Children's Fund UNICEF claims that more than 14,500 youngsters have been reportedly killed in Gaza. Many thousands more are believed to be buried under the rubble. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
The fate of Gaza's children was on the Pope's mind Saturday morning as he addressed his traditional Christmas greetings to the Roman Curia. In his address to his closest collaborators, the Holy Father also highlighted the virtue of humility as a means to foster an harmonious working community. Lisa Zangarini has this report.
In his annual Christmas greetings to the Roman Curia, Pope Francis again cautioned against the destructive effects of gossip that he said poisons hearts and leads nowhere, focusing on St. Paul's exhortation to bless and not to curse, which was the theme of his reflection. The Pope encouraged the members of the Curia to refrain from malicious speaking to foster joyful working community.
Una comunità ecclesiale vive in gioiosa e fraterna armonia nella misura in cui i suoi membri camminano nella vita dell'umiltà.
An ecclesial community lives in joyful and fraternal harmony to the extent that its members walk in the way of humility, he said, noting that speaking well and not speaking ill is an expression of this virtue. As a way to cultivate humility, Pope Francis suggested the practice of self-accusation, drawing on the teachings of early Christian spiritual thinkers like Dorotheus of Gaza, who advocated for introspection and the transformation of negative thoughts about others into positive ones. The practice of self-accusation, the Pope explained, mirrors the condescension of God in the Incarnation, an act of divine humility where the Highest One chooses to become little, taking upon himself the burden of the world's sin. The Pope underscored that it is precisely because we ourselves have been blessed that we can bless others in turn. As members of the Church, sign and instrument of God's blessings for humanity, all of us are called to become artisans of blessing, he said. The Pope described the Roman Curia as a workshop where diverse roles contribute to this mission. He praised the hidden work carried out by many members of its staff. Their humble work, he said, is a means of spreading God's blessings. Concluding, Pope Francis encouraged the Curia to embrace humility and to live as true artisans of blessing in the world by not speaking ill of others. I am Lisa Zingarini.
Following his audience with the heads of offices of the Roman Curia, Pope Francis then offered Christmas greetings to employees of the Holy See, the Governorate of Vatican City State, and the Vicariate of Rome during an encounter in the Paul VI Hall. The Holy Father took the opportunity to thank Vatican employees for their help in bringing Christ to humanity and spreading his kingdom throughout the world. Thaddeus Jones tells us more.
The Pope expressed his gratitude for the work the employees do for the Vatican and for the Universal Church, and he observed how in the streets and courtyards of Vatican City and in the corridors and offices of the various dicasteries, it feels like being in a large beehive with all the activities taking place. The Pope thanked those who are working now as well during that event, unable to be present, but making the gathering possible. Pope Francis also urged dialogue in the face of problems in the workplace so that solutions can be found, encouraging everyone to speak to those in charge in their places of work so that there's always dialogue.
Quella di chi costruisce con gli altri.
In the tiny Vatican City-State, one builds with others and for others something good for all, the Pope emphasized, recalling that even Jesus, the Son of God, worked a job, becoming a humble apprentice carpenter in the workshop of Joseph and out of love for us. The Pope added that in Nazareth, few knew it, almost no one, but in the carpenter's workshop, together with and through so many other things, the salvation of the world was built by craftsmen. He said in a similar way, this applies to you, Vatican employees, who, through your daily work in the hidden Nazareths of your particular tasks, help to bring all humanity to Christ and spread his kingdom throughout the world.
Poi veniamo al secondo punto, la famiglia.
Pope then reflected on the value of the family, as he also welcomed the festive atmosphere and the presence of so many children. The Pope said, "Love the family, which, founded and rooted in marriage, is the place where life is generated." And he said the family is also the first community where, from childhood, one encounters the faith that is transmitted, the Word of God, the sacraments, and learning to care for one another and grow in love. The Pope then encouraged everyone, parents, children, grandparents, and grandchildren, to always remain united and close to one another around the Lord, in respect, in listening, in caring for one another. He recommended they all find a few moments to gather together around the crib to give thanks to God for his gifts, to ask him for help for the future, and to renew affection for each other before the child Jesus. I'm Thaddeus Jones.
Finally, Saturday morning saw the blessing by Cardinal Marcel Semeraro of a new mobile broadcasting unit for Vatican Media. The state-of-the-art vehicle was donated by the Knights of Columbus and arrived at the Vatican in time for the beginning of the Jubilee year, which will commence with the opening of the Jubilee door at St. Peter's Basilica on Christmas Eve by Pope Francis. The Knights of Columbus Supreme Knight Patrick Kelly was in Rome for the blessing and inauguration of the new broadcast van. He spoke with Vatican Radio.
We are here today to inaugurate and to bless a new mobile broadcasting unit for Vatican Television. And it's a collaboration with the Knights of Columbus and the Dicastery of Communications that really goes back 60 years. Beginning in 1965, we started to collaborate, the Knights of Columbus started to collaborate with the Vatican. And it's been a tremendously beneficial collaboration that has brought the message of the Church, the message of the Vicar of Christ, and the message of Christ to the world. This is our fourth van that the Knights of Columbus have partnered with, and it's state-of-the-art technology. And it really is an honor for us to be able to do this, to provide a van like this, which is top-notch technology and really is able to reach so many people who may never have the chance to come to Rome. But we bring the voice of the Pope and the events of Rome. We can bring it to them through this van.
Can you tell us about why it's important for the Knights of Columbus to support the mission of the Holy Father, the mission of the Church, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Well, the Knights of Columbus, since our very founding by Blessed Michael McGivney, we've always been in solidarity with our bishops and priests, and we've always enjoyed a very strong union with the Holy Father, the Vicar of Christ on earth. So that is just part of who the Knights of Columbus is, to be in unity with Rome and in unity with the Church, really to use a word that Pope Francis would use, to have co-responsibility for the mission of the Church. So the Knights of Columbus and the Church are so pleased, we are so pleased as Knights to partner with the Church on something that is so important to get the message of Christ to the world.
And that was Patrick Kelly, Supreme Knight of the Knights of Columbus. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our Vatican News web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates from the Vatican on our Facebook, X, and Instagram pages. Many thanks this evening go to our technicians in studio in the Vatican. I'm Christopher Wells.